Welcome to Restaurant Influencers, presented by Entrepreneur. I am your host, Sean Walchef, founder of Cali BBQ and Cali BBQ Media. In life, in the restaurant business, and in the new creator economy, we learn through lessons and stories. We are in Boston at the Toast sales kickoff, and I have the pleasure of bringing our first director of information technology onto the show, William Connors, director of IT for the Nobel Group. And you came all the way from London just to be on the show, right?
Yes, I did. Thanks for having me.
William, I'm so excited to have you on the show because we have a deep thesis that runs through not only restaurant influencers, but digital hospitality. And that's how can we be hospitable in a digital world? That's a reason why we believe in Toast. That's why Toast is a title sponsor of the show. That's why you and I are going to be on a customer panel tomorrow answering questions about Toast. But I'd love for you to set the stage for the audience and let us know a little bit about the Nobel Group.
Well, the Nobel Group, if you've ever been to the UK and especially London, they have some very well-known brands. Angus Steakhouse, Steak & Company. We have all the restaurants in the British Portrait Museum, which is Ochre and Miro's Kitchen. We also have a casino up in Blackpool called Coral Island, and we have Alley Cat's Pizza.
So when did you first start working for the group?
About a year and a half ago now. Before that, I was with Popeyes and Burger King. And before that, I was with a UK chain called Oaxaca.
Okay. And before we started recording, let's start with the military bases.
Oh.
So for those that are listening to the show, Cali Barbecue, we just made an announcement recently. We are partnering with the Navy Exchange in San Diego, 32nd Street. So we are honored to be able to serve our military. We are also honored to be able to bring Toast on base. We're going to be in a commissary, a courtyard with Panda Express, Pizza Hut, Subway, Cold Stone and Starbucks, and then Cali Barbecue, which is the first family small business that they're bringing in to this particular 32nd Street. But for us, it's very exciting because of the technology piece. And you were a part of bringing technology onto base. Can you tell us your base technology story?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when I was like 20 years ago doing installations, I was working across the states, working at all the different military bases. And so I'd work at Fort Knox. I'd work at all the Japanese bases, and also in South Korea, like Osan and Kusan. And they gave me a designation of seven, where you're kind of like a civilian version of colonels. So I used to call myself Colonel Connors. Like, no, that's not in front of the military, of course.
Of course.
But it was great. You come in, you just install all the restaurant systems for the commissary.
What were they on before you're bringing?
At that time, it was a product called Micros 3700.
Okay.
And now that product's been purchased by Oracle, and now they got Symphony.
But what was it? What were you replacing? Was there a system, or you were putting in a system? Was it just a cash register?
I think we replaced cash registers.
That's amazing. So you were actually laying down the foundation for.
Yep. That's it. That's actually a really good question, what they had before, but thinking about it now, they had the old the ones where basically you have a static grid and basically you press it so they took those out. They put in their first system with touch screens and kitchen printing, and then they kind of evolved from there. It was a great experience. When I went to the Top Gun facility in Kunsan in South Korea, we lived on the base, and there were lockers with like Joker and all these fancy names and stuff, but all the guys look like physics professors because they're not the typical good-looking guys like Tom Cruise and stuff. They're like 5'8". They're very thin, and actually fly these jet planes, and also too, you had the B-52 bombers that were going up at 45 degree angles, and so the whole place would just shake. It was pretty cool, but it's not like the movies.
So where after the bases, when did you start working for Popeyes?
Well, that's it. So as a contractor, I was doing base after base, and I was loving it like that. And then they said,
how long did these installs take?
It was about a week per base. So like you go in
and how many food facilities on base?
It was sometimes as high as many as 14, and there'd be like a, you know, like sometimes just two or three. Like, it was kind of in the good old days. We're talking now. This is 2005, 2006, and so they'd have like 14 servers, and then they'd test it out, and they'd say, okay, fine, let's try two revenue centers, and so they'd all of a sudden squeeze it all into one like that. Like, you know, it was very much fingers crossed at the time. but you know, like now everything's cloud based, and it's fantastic. I mean, that's one of the best things about Toast is you know, you don't need to rely on a server, you don't need to rely on a master till. It just works like that, which is great.
So bring me to Popeyes. How did you get recruited?
Well, that's it. Working in the military bases, they said, we're sending you over to the UK. We need you to do some work there. And so I thought I was coming over for a week. And basically,
what year was that?
That was, 2004, I guess, like that.
And you've been there ever since?
Pretty much. I did a couple of years in the Caribbean contracting, like just got called away from the UK and then worked in the Caribbean, then went back. And then 2009, basically the economy just stopped for the entire world. And they said, go home. You know, I'm like, well, what do you want me to do at home? Like that. And like, well, like, that's it. Like, we've got no work for you to do. Just go home and wait. So I went home to Canada, and I basically got married to my now wife. And then we said, okay, we're going to come back to the UK, and you're going to get a non-installation job, or you're going to... So I started doing work for a company called QSR, which is an American company, QSR Automations. So I basically did all the main... restaurant brands that at the time were very famous. I'm not sure how many would be famous here. Then I went to Oaxaca, which is a Mexican style restaurant, which grew to about 30 sites, and now it's back down to about 18. And then from there, 3-4 years ago, Popeyes just opened. In the UK, a company called Ring Holdings bought the franchise rights. And so the first few that we did were absolutely manic, like a 3-hour wait. People really? Were just so keen on trying out the Louisiana chicken product. And so the same big corporation also had 120 restaurants in Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Mm-hmm. So basically we did all of their IT systems, and basically, yeah, they were running on something that was green and black, you know, like the old kind of Matrix stuff. And so we took all that out and put in modern till systems and stuff. And from there, basically, the Noble Group said, you know, we want you to bring us up to speed and
modernize. How did they find you? System. How did the Noble Group find you?
They word basically, of mouth? Word of mouth. I'd seen their restaurants, but I basically, I didn't really think too much of it. But then when I started having the conversation, I thought it was really exciting because, Popeyes and all these things, they have systems that's been agreed to years in advance. So you're just basically carrying on what the other person left off. So the first thing we did was looking at the IT environment. Toast.
What year was this?
This was 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Okay.
So just basically with Popeyes and Burger King, it was good, but it was a big job. And I was just keen to do something smaller, better. You know, not having to deal with such a I had three different bosses, and they're saying, don't listen to him, listen to me, like that. So the Noble Group, I got to just come in and just put everything in place myself. So we put in Toast. We've put in...
What made you pick Toast?
Oh, well, Toast, first of all, it's new technology.
Were you one of the first Toast customers?
Yes.
In UK?
Yeah. I don't think we were the first, but we were one of the first. And
how many did you install? How many locations did you install?
Well, that's it. We started off with the 9 restaurants for like a steak and company, Angus Steakhouse.
9 all at the same time?
We did one a week.
One a week?
Yeah. And but it was fun.
That's your recipe?
Well, yeah.
I mean, well, that's how I roll.
It's actually pretty good because, you know, like putting in a new till system can be very disruptive. So, like, we'd put in the system, like, actually within a day, and then we'd basically spend, 3 or 4 days just making sure it was fine, and then do, like, a day of just kind of breathe and prepare for the next site and, yeah, go from there. But, yeah, if the system is working well, they don't want to see you anyway. They're just like, yeah, we're fine, good.
Yeah.
And they want you out the door. So, but the system was a resounding success. And all of a sudden we had benefits that we weren't even really expecting, you know, because with the handhelds, you're no longer queuing at the tills. So they're like, oh yeah, we can actually cut our, instead of having a staff of 7 servers, we can cut it down to 6 or 5, you know, so there's mm-hmm. been lots of benefits that way. But it's a reliable system. And all of a sudden now, before we had a whole group of people trying to number crunch and figure stuff out with reports and stuff, to do server competitions and stuff, saying who's selling the most, really basic questions, and the other system couldn't do it. So with this system, we know automatically, everything. These are the people that are selling. These are the people that are not performing properly. We also were able to uncover some fraud here and there, which shows that it's a good system. And we've linked it with other things as well. We've got a great product called Tenzo, which basically consolidates your labor, your stock, and your EPOS sales all into one platform. We use 7 rooms, so we can add a whole bunch of tags. So when you walk in, we go, hi, William, it's great to see you again. Mm-hmm. Your gin and tonic in the corner table is ready for you. So, wow. Stuff like that. I really think that restaurants are becoming more and more competitive because it's a bit of a tough market. But the thing is everyone is going to be better in the long run because with the competition, everyone ups their game quite a bit.
Can you talk about the experience of working with the Toast team, the team in London?
Yeah, fantastic. It's funny because in the past with my different roles, there's so many times I've heard people say, all till companies are terrible. Because there's kind of an animosity with your till provider because, they're... they always let you down. They never deliver what they promise and stuff. And all of a sudden, Toast comes in and polite and very attentive and stuff. Support. You get people calling on the third ring and they actually fix your problem. You're not shuffled from department to department or wait for a call back. I was telling somebody just the other day, another system that we worked with, when you had a problem, the recording would say, please have your credit card ready, and it's just no wonder there's animosity. But Toast categorically, absolutely, it's a good product. It's reliable, and but the people behind it, they take special efforts. They want to find out ways to improve your business, but also too, they hold events where you can get together with other Toast users, and also other products that link into Toast, HR systems and the Rota and CRM and stuff, and you can feel a passion building in the room because everybody wants to do a good job. Everybody wants to modernize and run a successful business, but I think Toast, especially in the UK, they're riding a wave of positivity, and also too, their product is outperforming what's been in place for 15 years.
How many restaurants total in the group?
I'd say about 18. We also have another product that we haven't yet put in Toast, but we're putting in very shortly, called Chatamate. So we've got a few in the States. We've got one in San Francisco, one in Miami. We have one in Toronto, which is in Canada, and they're opening up one in Atlanta.
And so, those are all live on Toast?
Well, that's it. The first installation is going to be with San Francisco in about 6 weeks.
And you'll be there?
Hopefully. I think it would be great, but sometimes I think Toast is probably a little bit too good for its own use. They're kind of like, you can do everything remotely and stuff. And it's true. I'm completely confident that they don't really need me, but I'll go. I'm happy. I like going to exotic places like Boston and San Francisco when I can, but it's probably not necessary.
Can you explain for the person that's listening or that's watching this, kind of the tension, that this perceived tension of staff before? Because, you know, as a restaurateur myself, I know we told Toast, we're going to document our unboxing, we're going to document our go live. And like, even though we have cameras rolling, like there is this fear of what happens if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So like, you're the person that's literally in charge of this implementation to make sure that this fear goes away. How do you, having done so many of them, what have you learned through the process?
Well, I mean, there is a quite a bit of trust, and also to, when you walk in, you kind of, come in knowing that, the first couple were a bit, it was a bit of a challenge because operators don't like change. Oh God, I got to learn a new system. And it's just, it's extra work and it's extra stress. And, once everything went into place, they're like, wow, this is pretty good. And especially when they get the handhelds, they're like, oh, so you mean I don't need to have a separate PDQ? And it's like, no, just do the one device. Oh, I don't need to go to the till like that. And they were doing other things too, where, we had bad processes. Every time that you made a void, you'd have to open up your computer and type the void in Excel and keep a copy of the thing.
Wow.
And literally, even myself, I'm being a little bit diplomatic with the ops because I don't want to tread on their territory and stuff, but I'm like, what exactly? Why are you doing all this?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it's because we always did it. And it's just just run a report, And the same thing, they said, well, how do I make sure that my credit cards are balancing? I go, well, it's an integrated system. It's all in one.
Yeah.
You just run the one report. That's it. With every step, you kind of saw the positivity mm-hmm. grow more and more, saying, oh yeah, this is actually pretty good.
Did the locations have KDSs, kitchen display screens?
Yes.
They before?
No.
Toast? So
no.
They went from printed tickets to a KDS.
Yeah. And the thing is, that was a bit of a struggle the first time because they're old school. A lot of these guys have been doing the same job for 20 years and stuff, eh? So we actually had it so you bump the item from the KDS and a chit would print. And so you're supposed to put the prepared dish with the chit next to it so the server knows which one is which and they take it to the table. So the guy bump, 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 and he'd bump everything off and he'd take the thing and he'd start arranging the paper and I was kind of like...
Stop it.
Yeah, that's it. I said, look, trust the system, it actually took one of the Toast installers was an ex-chef and he goes, look, let me get in there with you and I'll show you like that. And of course, nobody can say that paper is better than a KDS. It's multicolor. All of a sudden, you got your timings. You can see your allergens in purple and your to-go items in orange. It's better. And as soon as the chef started seeing how it is and that they don't need to basically repeat what they used to do, all of a sudden they're like, yeah, it's okay like that. And ever since, it's been fine. Everyone is very happy with it.
Can you talk about the other London restaurants that are starting to learn about this technology that you guys have that other people that are coming to reach out to you and say, hey, what are you doing? Why do you like it? I mean, are those things starting to happen?
Yeah. And it's funny because Toast...
You're almost like a testing ground where other owners and operators come and they're like, can I touch it?
Yeah.
And, can I see how it works?
Especially, yeah.
Because we're that kind of restaurant in San Diego.
I'm happy to share our success story with whoever wants to hear it with Toast, because that's it. They've done a good job and they deserve the praise. Like, it was funny, before Toast arrived to the UK, everyone thought it was a saturated market, saying, oh, there's too many till companies and there's no money in it and stuff. And basically, despite all that, Toast came in and with a superior product. But yeah, that's the difference between old technology and new technology. Like, old technology, it's like, yeah, we need a master till and all this stuff. And it's like, no, you don't need it. So they said, well, what happens if one of the tills goes down? Like, it's just like, well, then just use everything else. You know, like it's all, you don't really need any kind of redundancy that other systems traditionally use, because it's all cloud-based. As long as you've got a decent internet connection, if you don't have an internet connection, they'll still work with each other, which is phenomenal.
How do you build a restaurant tech stack?
A lot of effort, a lot of listening, and quite a bit of flexibility, because there's a lot of things on the market. Everyone says, oh yeah, this product's better. And there was a few things that you're like, okay, I was a fan of this, but actually this is newer and better and I'll change that. So like what I've done is I've actually mapped out on a big board how every system, like IT or otherwise, communicates with each other.
Cool.
So we use another...
Is that on a whiteboard?
There's a product called Excalidraw, and what it is it's a web page, and you can just basically zoom in and zoom out as much as you want. And once you get everything in place, you try and establish a circular movement of data. So you've got the customer coming in, they're connecting to the Wi-Fi. We're using a product now called Patronix, which is based in Boston as well. So Toast plugs into Patronix, and Patronix gives the vouchers, and they we're linking with another product called Feedback, which does feedback. And so once you've finished your meal, 30 minutes later, you'll get an email from Feedback saying, how was the steak? How was William as a server? How was the ambiance and stuff? But the questions are all staggered. But once you consolidate all those questions on a daily basis, you've got like mounds and mounds of data, not only on the food, not only on the servers, but on everything. And because you've got this data to back you up, you can actually go to a server and say, 200 people said that you don't smile enough. You know, like if I say you don't smile enough, people like I think it's something you and me. But if you take the data and you use the data, like the service, all of a sudden the service just starts getting a lot better because people are taking it all on board. But like that, all of a sudden will feed into your Google rankings, because if you have a good review, it'll say, oh, you want to share the love on TripAdvisor, you want to share the love on Google reviews and stuff. So all of a sudden your rankings go higher, which means more people come in. And if it's a bad review, it goes straight to the manager. Sometimes somebody gives a bad review, they're still in the restaurant, so the manager can hurry over and say, I'm sorry you had a bad experience, how can we fix this? You know, and all these things plug into each other. And then basically you can use the Patronix to give vouchers to reward your staff. You've got Tenzo, that basically the managers use it on the floor, and they can see, okay, based on AI with the environment, how many if there's a show going on, or a football match, or if you have so all these things said you should send somebody home right now, and you're like, fine, Tenzo says I've got too many servers, you're gone. And so everything is working really well. I mean, things change. I mean, certain things, like in some of our restaurants, the Seven Rooms has actually taken off and it does really good. And we do get that automatic guest recognition. For some of our brands, like Angus Steakhouse, it actually hasn't taken off because we get a lot of tourists. So like the person that's hosting is like, yeah, but I don't really see the same customer for like 6 months at a time. So it's not that useful. Mm-hmm. So like the thing is so maybe that will have to change a bit. You know, like everything needs to be adjusting. You need to get buy-in from, it helps to have buy-in from the managing director. We have our managing director is incredibly supportive. He's like our CEO, and he basically, like Paul Sarlis, does a lot of. He's a tech person himself, which helps. But also too, you need clear communication and buy-in from the staff, and also you have to listen to the staff, because certain products they'll say, yeah, this is amazing, and other stuff they'll be like, it's not really what we use, you know. So like. But you also need to constantly listen and look for new products and adapt and find ways to up everyone's game, because you're never finished.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So every single week on Wednesday and on Friday on LinkedIn, you, the listener, you, the viewer, can join us. We have a digital hospitality community of leaders from all over the globe. We want to hear your story. We want to hear about your restaurant. If you're in content creation, if you're in tech, if you're in sales, marketing, it's a chance to connect with our community. We're grateful, William, for you taking the time today. You were on a flight all the way from London to come and share your story. We believe in technology. Otherwise, we wouldn't do this show. We also believe in storytelling, the work that you do, and that all the technology officers that in restaurants. I mean, that's one of the coolest things for me, is to see how many new people, you've been in the game for a long time, but how many people might see this and think, I didn't think that I could be in technology, but also in hospitality. And like, that's the blending of two worlds, digital hospitality. What kind of plans do you guys have for this year? Anything that you'd like to share?
Well, we're definitely opening up some more restaurants. That's it.
What's the best place for people to follow the restaurant group? Which platform? The website?
I would say it's funny because we don't have a Noble Restaurant Group website, because before the owners were like, I don't want to be involved in stuff. But
I need to talk to the owners and tell them we need to tell their story. That's how we get more people in the restaurants.
Well, that's it. Yeah. We're going to grow our audience and grow our loyalty programs and work on the repeat business using the tech as a tool and work on the feedback. But if anyone ever wants to come check us out, we've got Alley Cats Steak and Company, Angus Steakhouse, Ochre, and Coral Island. And if you go there, we'll be using Toast, and you'll see all these nice products that plug into it for hopefully a wonderful guest experience.
That's awesome. William Connors, if you guys want to keep in touch with me, it's at Sean P. Walchef, SHAWNPWALCHEF. Instagram's the easiest, but you can connect on LinkedIn, TikTok, Facebook, any of the platforms. I'm weirdly available. As always, stay curious, get involved, and don't be afraid to ask for help. Thank you, and we'll catch you guys next week.